Talking Times, Summer 2019, by the Rhode Island Regional Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, Talking Books Library, Office of Library and Information Services. This digital version may be played on the National Library Service, NLS, digital player, or other authorized digital book players. Markers used on the NLS digital player will allow direct access to all sections. Spring is here and summer awaits. Summer afternoon. To me, those have always been two of the most beautiful words in the English language. Henry James. This installation of our newsletter is a little longer than usual. We hope you enjoy your summer and the reading selections we have listed for you in this issue of the Talking Times newsletter. Don't forget to charge your talking book player so that you may take it along with you when you go out during the nice weather, or maybe consider a Braille and audio reading download, Bard, account if you are not already subscribed to Bard. This will enable you to download all your favorite books in a matter of minutes to your mobile device, iPhone, Android device, Kindle Fire. Call 401-574-9310 or email the Talking Books staff at talking.books@olis.ri.gov if you would like to have a Bard account. You will need an email address that can be used for your account login. All the information about Bard and the free apps that you will need to use this program are located on the Talking Books Library website at www.olis.ri.gov/tbl/bard. Summer Reading 2019, A Universe of Stories. Visit your local public library this summer to register for the annual Summer Reading Program. Kids and teens who read for fun throughout the summer are less likely to lose skills learned during the school year. And there's no better way to enjoy summer reading than at Rhode Island Public Libraries. Kids and teens who meet their summer reading goals can earn prizes and coupons to visit local attractions. But why let kids and teens have all the fun? There is a summer reading program for adults, too. All types of reading count, whether it's traditional print materials, audiobooks, or materials from the Talking Books Library. All forms of reading are included in the summer reading program. The 2019 summer reading theme is A Universe of Stories and coincides with NASA's 60 years of achievement and its celebration of the 50th anniversary of the Apollo moon landing. Libraries also have a stellar roster of performers lined up, so be sure to check your library's calendar for artists, musicians, dancers, animals, and more. The summer reading program runs from June through August and is free, though registration may be required at some libraries. Call or visit your local public library for more information and to register. The statewide Rhode Island Summer Reading Program is supported by the Rhode Island Office of Library and Information Services with additional funding from the Institute of Museum and Library Services. A Universe of Stories about Space Travel and Space Exploration. Below is a list of 7 titles about space and space travel. The first 4 titles are adult nonfiction titles, and the last 3 titles are for young readers, with selections for young readers in grades 3-6, 6-9, and 9-12. Apollo 8, The Thrilling Story of the First Mission to the Moon, by Jeffrey Kluger. DB88328. Author of Journey Beyond Cellini, DB50687, chronicles the Apollo 8 mission, manned by Frank Borman, James Lovell, and William Anders, which was the first to successfully orbit Earth's moon. Discusses behind-the-scenes interactions in mission control, at the astronauts' homes, and in the labs tasked with making the mission a success. Unrated. Commercial audiobook. 2017. Hidden Figures, The American Dream and the Untold Story of the Black Women Mathematicians Who Helped Win the Space Race, by Margot Lee Shetterly, DB86234. Daughter of a NASA engineer profiles the black women who worked for NASA and its predecessor, NACA, as human computers. Discusses their lives prior to joining NACA/NASA, the challenges they faced due to gender and race discrimination, and their impact on the space program. Basis for the 2016 movie, Biography, Sciences, 2016. No dream is too high. Life lessons from a man who walked on the moon, by Buzz Aldrin. DB85352. Astronaut, who was one of the first two humans to walk on the moon, shares 13 lessons he has learned over the course of his life. Uses personal experiences to highlight each lesson and discusses his support of future manned space exploration programs, particularly to Mars. Sciences, 2016. Spaceman, an astronaut's unlikely journey to unlock the secrets of the universe, by Mike Massimino, DB89626. An astronaut chronicles his life and the journey to his career. Discusses growing up in New York, figuring out how to achieve his dreams of working for NASA, his initial medical disqualification due to his eyesight, and his eventual training. Includes anecdotes of the other astronauts he has met over the years. Biography, Sciences, 2016. Titles below for young readers. It's About Time, It's About Space, About Strange People in the Strangest Place. Krista McAuliffe, A Pioneer Space Teacher, by Charlene Billings, DB27586. Krista McAuliffe, a high school social studies teacher from Concord, New Hampshire, was chosen in 1985 to be the first private citizen to go into space. She wanted to encourage school children to take more interest in the space program, and she wanted to increase respect for all teachers. Tragically, she and her fellow astronauts were killed when the Space Shuttle Challenger blew up on January 28, 1986, for grades 3 through 6. Pioneers in Astronomy and Space Exploration, by Michael Anderson, DB77541. Profiles the lives of 37 pioneers of astronomy and space exploration from the ancient Greek mathematician and astronomer Eudoxus of Cnidus to astronaut Sally Ride, the first American woman in space, for grades 6 through 9 and older readers, 2013. Elon Musk and the Quest for a Fantastic Future, by Ashley Vance, DB87265. Adaptation for a younger audience of journalist Ashley Vance's best-selling biography, Elon Musk, DB82434. The revolutionary inventor and business magnate, born in 1971, is the founder of PayPal, SpaceX, and Tesla Motors. Highlights his ambition to colonize Mars. For grades 9 through 12, 2017. Recent books about politics and our government. Below is a list of 8 books produced commercially and published in 2017 and 2018 about politics and our government. All are nonfiction bestsellers. A Higher Loyalty, Truth, Lies, and Leadership, by James Comey, DB90517. Former FBI director shares lessons and anecdotes from his decades of government service. Includes discussions of specific cases in which he was involved, such as prosecuting the Mafia and Martha Stewart, effecting changes to torture and surveillance policies, and overseeing the Clinton email investigation. Narrated by the author. Unrated, commercial audiobook, 2018. Becoming, by Michelle Obama. DB92627. A memoir by the former First Lady, the first African American in that role. Obama recounts her childhood in Chicago, her years balancing motherhood and her career as an executive, and her time in the White House. Unrated. Commercial audiobook. Bestseller. 2018. Fear, Trump in the White House, by Bob Woodward. DB91876. Pulitzer Prize-winning investigative journalist details the decision-making process for both foreign and domestic policy in the Trump administration. Draws on interviews with firsthand sources, meeting notes, diaries, files, and documents. Unrated. Commercial audiobook. Bestseller. 2018. Killing the Deep State: The Fight to Save President Trump, by Jerome Corsi. DB92128. Self-proclaimed conspiracy expert theorizes about a shadow organization which he calls the Deep State attempting to undermine President Donald J. Trump and his administration. Presents strategies for the administration to employ against this theoretical entity. Unrated. Commercial audiobook. Bestseller. Nonfiction History. U.S. 2018. Resistance is Futile: How the Trump-Hating Left Lost Its Collective Mind, by Ann Coulter. DB92259. The author denounces liberals who, she feels, overreact to things they don't like about Donald Trump's presidency. Derisively discusses the resistance, the Pink Hat Brigade, those who believe in Trump's collusion with Russia, and more. Argues that these types of people are meddling with democracy. Unrated. Commercial audiobook. Bestseller. 2018. Trumped Up: How Criminalization of Political Differences Endangers Democracy, by Alan Dershowitz. DB92820. Prominent law professor discusses early 21st century America's hyperpartisan politics, particularly during the Trump presidency. Examines the author's views on the dangers of intolerance from the left and authoritarian rhetoric from the right. Calls for Americans to focus on what unites rather than divides. Politics and Government, 2017. Unhinged: An Insider's Account of the Trump White House, by Omarosa Manigault. DB92159. A former presidential assistant and director of communications for the Trump administration's Office of Public Liaison details her time in the White House and discusses the behind-the-scenes operations of the Trump presidency, as well as her interactions with President Trump before his time in office. Unrated. Commercial audiobook. Bestseller. 2018. You Can't Spell America Without Me: The Really Tremendous Inside Story of My Fantastic Year as President Donald J. Trump, a So-Called Parody, by Alec Baldwin. DB89948. A satirical presidential memoir from the fictional perspective of President Donald Trump. Discusses Trump's first year as president, his campaign, his relationship with the media, his family relationships, and more. Unrated. Commercial audiobook. 2017. Financial Planning Titles in Alternate Formats. Understanding finance can be complicated as the economy is influenced by a wide variety of factors: stock market fluctuations, corporate upheavals, and foreign currency crises among them. Knowing how to handle personal financial matters can assist in many aspects of life: finding a home, providing for family members, arranging medical care, and preparing for retirement. Books are a great resource for navigating the various labyrinths of these topics. Titles dealing with money issues, from management and investment to selecting insurance and managing estate planning, are available from the NLS collection of special format materials. Go to tinyurl.com/digitalfinancials to see a mini bibliography which lists titles about personal finance that are available in Braille and/or talking book formats. Recorded titles are available on digital cartridge or can be downloaded, DB, from the NLS Braille and Audio Reading Download, BARD, site at nlsbard.loc.gov. Braille titles, BR, are also available on BARD. Read every book by the author? How about a read-alike? If you have read every book by a particular author and would like to read more of the same type of book, you may request a read-alike. Read-alike authors can fill the gap when there aren't any books left that you haven't read by a particular author. You can ask the TBL staff to find you an author that writes in a similar style, about the same subject, same genre, etc. We will work to find the best match, or you may discover a read-alike author on your own by going to www.bookbrowse.com/readalikes. www.bookbrowse.com/read-alikes. Reading Across Rhode Island, Rary, 2019. For over 15 years, Rhode Island's only One Book, One State program from the Rhode Island Center for the Book focuses on a single book selected to stimulate meaningful discussions across our state. This year, the selected Rary book was What the Eyes Don't See, A Story of Crisis, Resistance, and Hope in an American City, by Mona Hanna Atisha, DB92227. In 2014, when the state of Michigan shifted the source of its water supply to the Flint River, citizens began complaining about the water quality. After initially believing state officials, the author, a pediatrician, soon realized that she needed undeniable proof to stop the lead poisoning. She details this fight of her life. Unrated. Commercial audiobook. 2018. Reader's Digest now available through NLS. The National Library Service, NLS, is pleased to announce the addition of Reader's Digest to its selection of audio magazines. Issues of the magazine will be available to patrons through BARD and via subscription on cartridge. If you previously had a subscription to the Reader's Digest and would like to continue to receive this magazine, please email the Talking Books Library at talking.books@olis.ri.gov or call 401-574-9310. Rhode Island Collection. The Talking Books Library is working to create a Rhode Island collection. If you know of a Rhode Island author or title about a popular Rhode Islander, or know of a story that was written in or about Rhode Island, email that information to Talking Books Library at talking.books@olis.ri.gov so that we may add it to our list of local title recommendations to be recorded and produced in digital audiobook format. No need to use bookshelf mode. NLS has updated the firmware for the Digital Talking Book Machine, DTBM. Members may now download this firmware, which allows users to sequentially play multiple talking book titles on a single cartridge without the need to enter bookshelf mode, a capability that has long been requested by NLS patrons and network libraries. For cartridges containing more than one book or magazine, the new sequential play feature enables users to press the play stop button to go to the next title when the player announces end of book. Standard bookshelf mode will still work as before, allowing users to play multiple books or magazines in any order they wish, but for those who want a simpler method, the new functionality makes it possible to move from one title to the next without having to use the bookshelf. The updated firmware and instructions for installing are available for download on the NLS public website at tinyurl.com/nobookshelf and the Bard help page at tinyurl.com/bardfirmware. tinyurl.com/bardfirmware. NLS has also added the firmware to the Magazines on Cartridge system for use by multiple magazine subscribers. Warwick Public Library Homebound Program. In our last issue of the Talking Times newsletter, we missed mentioning that Warwick Public Library also has a program to provide books to homebound residents in their community. If you are a homebound Warwick resident, you can receive books through the Warwick Public Library's Homebound Reading Program. Just send an email to reference@warwicklibrary.org, reference@warwicklibrary.org, or you may call Mary Ann Quinn at 401-739-5440, extension 4, to sign up for the program. If you live in another city or town, there may be a homebound program in your area. Here is the list of cities and towns that have the homebound program: Barrington, Bristol, Charlestown, Coventry, Cranston, Cumberland, East Greenwich, Foster, Gloucester, Greenville, Jamestown, Narragansett, Newport, North Scituate, North Smithfield, Rochambeau Library in Providence, South Kingstown, Tiverton, West Warwick, and Westerly. Just call your local library in your city or town today to sign up for the program. All you will need is an Ocean State Libraries card, which you can obtain for free from your local public library. Blind runner makes history by finishing New York City half marathon with help of guide dogs. Here's an inspirational story from CBS News that we just had to share with our members. Runner Thomas Panek, who lost his sight over 25 years ago, made history in March 2019 while running in the United Airlines New York City Half Marathon. Panek ran with his guide dogs from Guiding Eyes for the Blind, a nonprofit organization in New York that provides trained dogs to people who are blind and visually impaired. Thanks to three golden retrievers, Waffle, Wesley, and Gus, who took turns running with Panek, he was able to finish the race in just over 2 hours and 20 minutes. Thomas Panek is the president and CEO of Guiding Eyes for the Blind. You can read the complete article or listen to the audio at tinyurl.com/y3paq6hq. To learn more about Guiding Eyes for the Blind, see their website at www.guidingeyes.org. The Carroll Center for the Blind. The Carroll Center for the Blind at 770 Center Street in Newton, Massachusetts, offers services to all New England residents. The Carroll Center serves individuals of all ages and all stages of vision loss. They offer social rehabilitation programs in assistive technology instruction, need training on computers, tablets, smartphones, or daily living devices like the Victor Reader Stream, PenFriend, and other digital technologies. They can also provide customized instruction depending on individual needs. For more information, please contact Maureen Foley at 800-852-3131. Computers for the Blind. Computers for the Blind is a nonprofit organization located in Richardson, Texas, which provides deeply discounted, refurbished computers with preloaded assistive technology software to individuals who are blind or have low vision with free shipping in the U.S. There is no income limit, but students and individuals with low income or those who may be receiving SSI or SSDI benefits will receive additional discounts. Contact them by email at info@computersfortheblind.org or call customer service at 214-340-6328 Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Visit their website at www.computersfortheblind.org. Xavier Society for the Blind offers religious materials compatible with talking book machines. The Xavier Society for the Blind provides inspirational, spiritual, and religious reading materials in Braille and audio to the blind and visually impaired community of faithful free of charge. They recently announced that their conversion to digital talking book format is now complete. These books can be played on the talking book machines provided by the National Library Service. The Xavier Society for the Blind has an existing catalog of over 1,500 Braille and audio titles and has added some popular titles to their catalog. One of the primary objectives of the Xavier Society for the Blind is to choose new titles which will appeal to a larger audience. They hope that the combination of more appealing titles and the digital talking book format will allow them to reach many more people, said the Xavier Society in a recent press release. They plan to add titles in Spanish as well. For more information, including how to register for Xavier Society materials, please visit their website, www.xaviersocietyfortheblind.org. www.xaviersocietyfortheblind.org or call 800-637-9193. Rhode Island Special Needs Emergency Registry. While it seems like winter just ended, hurricane season is coming. It starts on June 1. Many people need extra help during an emergency. If you are vision impaired, blind, or physically handicapped, you may enroll in the Rhode Island Special Needs Emergency Registry, which alerts your local police, fire, and rescue to better prepare for their response to your emergency. To find out more about the Special Needs Registry, go to tinyurl.com/emergencyRI. You may find the enrollment form at tinyurl.com/enrollRI. Members with BARD accounts, download the TBL newsletter. As a member of TBL BARD service, consider downloading the newsletter instead of subscribing to the digital hard copy through the mail. You will avoid mail delivery, due dates, and overdue notices that can cause a canceled subscription to the newsletter. Email talking.books@olis.ri.gov today and ask to switch to the electronic subscription of the newsletter. You will get an email announcement whenever there is a new issue. Talking Books Library Annual Report, Fiscal Year 2018. During fiscal year 2018, the Talking Books Library staff have been busy processing new member applications and assisting members with their BARD accounts. We have mailed 38,394 digital and Braille audiobooks, and members downloaded 11,384 books through BARD. Talking Books had 1,618 active members, including 1,526 individuals and 92 institutional members. TBL connected with Rhode Islanders last fall at the Assistive Technology Conference of New England and the National Federation of the Blind Rhode Island Conference at the Crown Plaza Radisson in Warwick. We also promoted TBL programs and resources to Rhode Island librarians, focusing on inclusive programs for people with visual impairments and other disabilities. In June, we updated veterans with low vision on TBL services at the VA Medical Center in Providence. Throughout the year, we visited senior centers throughout the state and promoted library programs through our website and our blog. We published 2 newsletters and mailed 1,927 large print, 474 digital cartridges, and emailed 761 Talking Times newsletters to members. We will continue supporting your needs and promoting our resources and activities to Rhode Islanders in the next year. Some important tips and reminders for our members. If you have chosen to be a request list only patron, this means that you must have titles or items in your request list or no books will go out to you. You may add requests to your account by logging in to the web OPAC catalog and selecting titles to be placed in your book basket. The web OPAC catalog is available at bit.ly/TBLCATALOG. You may rush up to 3 items. Rushed items will be given the highest priority in selecting books for shipment. You may also call the Talking Books Library staff at 401-574-9310 or email us at talking.books@olis.ri.gov to provide us with the numbers for titles you wish to have added to your request list. If you do not receive books and you know that you have titles in your list, this may be due to copies being unavailable to fill your request. Please do not allow too much time to pass before you call us to let us know. If you are an on-demand patron, this means that you will only receive books when you call or email us to send them to you. No matter what type of service you have been assigned to, please remember that when you reach your maximum number of books out, the system will block any additional books from going out. Please return books as soon as you are done reading them. This ensures that those titles are available to other readers and will be checked in and updated to status returned on your account. If you move or change your phone number, please contact the Talking Books staff so that we may update your account. Your cooperation is greatly appreciated. Tax-deductible donations. Every gift to the Rhode Island Talking Books Library benefits all members of the program. Contributions allow us to fund projects not covered in the general budget. Donations are accepted in memory of a loved one, family member, or to honor an individual. If you wish to remain anonymous, please let us know in an accompanying note. To make a donation, send check or money order payable to the Rhode Island Talking Books Library and mail to the Rhode Island Office of Library and Information Services, Talking Books Library, 1 Capitol Hill, Providence, Rhode Island, 02908. Your donations are greatly appreciated and are used solely for the purchase of materials for the Talking Books Library. TBL closings and holidays. Thursday, July 4, 2019, Independence Day. Monday, August 12, 2019, Victory Day. Monday, September 2, 2019, Labor Day. This publication is supported by the Institute of Museum and Library Services through the Library Services and Technology Act, administered by the Rhode Island Office of Library and Information Services. End of Talking Times, Summer 2019. Read by Tim Corbett in the Clive W. Lacey Recording Studio of the Perkins Library, Watertown, Massachusetts, June 2019. This publication is supported by the Institute of Museum and Library Services through the Library Services and Technology Act, administered by the Rhode Island Office of Library and Information Services. Talking Books Plus contact information. Website: www.olis.ri.gov/tbl. Email: talking.books@olis.ri.gov. Phone: 401-574-9310. TTY 711. Mailing address: Rhode Island Talking Books Plus Library, Office of Library and Information Services, 1 Capitol Hill, Providence, Rhode Island, 02908-5803. If you found this recording to be defective, please contact your cooperating network library.